Parshas Toldos. First, I really want to thank all of the Olam that came to Eretz Yisrael and took from their time to come to visit the yeshiva. Really very touched, and Yishar Keach for everyone. This week's Parsha, the Pasuk says, Vayi Yitzchok ben arboim shono bekachto yesrifko bas besuel lo arami achoy slovon lo arami lo ilayisho. So I heard a beautiful blot from Rav Neventzal, the Rav of the Old City. Yitzchok is arboim shono bekachto yesrifko bas besuel. He took Rivko, the daughter of Psuel, Arami, achoy slovon arami lo ilayisho, the sister of Lovon, for a wife. So he said, Chazal tell us that when Eliezer Eved Avram came, when he came to pick Rivka for a wife, so he met her, and he gave her the tabas and the nezem, and then they put him to eat, and he said, I want first to say, and they agreed, and they gave him Rivka. Chazal tell us, and that food was poisoned. They wanted to kill Eliezer. Later, Chazal say that when they greet Rivka to go to Eretz Yisrael, only Lavan and her mother are there. Where is Lavan? Rashi said, he ate from the Malach came and switched the plates, and Lavan ate from the poison Besuel. And he died.
Besuel
ate from the soup and he died. So listen to the Lashon HaPasuk. So the Kiddushin, the Gemara says in Ksuvis, Eliezer did. The Nesuim is only when she came and she married Yitzchok. Vay Yitzchok ben arboim shono bekachtoi es Rivko bas Besuel. When he took her, she was the daughter of Psuel. Achoy slovono arami lo ilayisho. But when it became his wife, then it was already Achois Lovon Arami. Also the trap is Afsoke. It says, Ben Arboim Mekichta Yisrif Kobas Besuel Aram Adon Aron. Then we have a Tvir. Achois Lovon Arami Lo Ile Isho. But I want to share with you a beautiful vault. I think it's Negea to everyone. Vayesar Yitzchok LaHashem Lenoichach Ishtoi Ki Akoroi. Vayosar Lo Yashem. Vayesar Yitzchok. Rashi says, Hirbo vehifzir betfilo. Hirbo vehifzir betfilo. Vayesar loy. Nispatze, nispayes, nispate. What is it? So first I heard a gewaldike vort from Yisuf Chaim Sonnenfeld. Why Yitzchok needed so much tfilos? And Hashem was nisratze, nispayes. He said, because Chazal tell us that when Yitzchok had two kids, Yaakov and Esav. Chazal tell us, when Esav became 13 and he went out to Tavu Sroa, it was the day that Avraham Avinu died. Chazal say that why he died 5 years early, because that he will not see that Esav goes out to Tabasro. So if Hashem would not listen to Yitzchok for another 5 years, Avram will live a regular life. So by listening to Yitzchok, Avram's life was shorter in 5 years. So Yisuf Chaim said it, listen to the Gematria. Vayeosar lo Yashem, Vayeosar lo Yashem, Gematria Chomesh Shon. But either way, Hashem promised Avram Avinu, Yitzchok yikor lechazara. And Yitzchok is davening, and it's davening. Vayasar lo Hashem. Why? He had a bracha. Not from the tzaddik. Not from the God Lador. From Hashem. Hashem promised, Kibi Yitzchok yikor lechazara. Doesn't make a difference. Everything could be there for you, but you need to daven. Sometimes a person sees everything is blocked. Daven, pray. Hashem will give you everything. Daven and pray, Hashem will give you everything. Say, but anyway, I deserve it. I will get it. Why I have to daven so hard? daven from your heart. Vayeser Yitzchok laHashem leNeichach Ishtei ki Akoroi. Vayeser lo Hashem. Nisratz and Nispayes. So don't say, what is the difference? A person has to daven. And if he davens, Hashem gives the Siyata Dishmaya. I want to wish everyone a good Shabbos.